Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Good afternoon, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and knowledgeable boys. We are here live at Brewcult Bar on a Saturday afternoon. My name is Tommy Dasilo. With me, as always, we have Adam Knox.
Hello.
Sadly couldn't be here, so he's had to pre-record all of his interactions on this podcast. Yeah. I am working it through a little sampler button that I've got here. Let me push another button on this.
Tomorrow sounds good.
All right, and that's I've got a third thing programmed in here, so what's the third one?
That's what she said is the only other thing I can think of. And
shouldn't have done a third one.
Okay, no, great. Yeah.
Let me push. I clearly didn't nail the second.
This is all part of the third one as well, so this has to play out every time I push that third button.
Yeah, we've rehearsed this really well, Tom.
Yeah, let's hear that second one again. And also Ben
Remix. Vanell. Remix.
Hello, everyone.
Yay, Ben Vanell. And we got a couple of guests as well who've been on the podcast before. You may know them. And if you don't, pretend like you do. I give them a big round of applause above the stage. Peter Jones and Kate Dannett.
I liked how we'd said that we may fuck around for 10 or 15 minutes before we bring the guests on, and then we decided we got lucky with the sample a bit and went, let's get them up here straight away.
I thought we were going to fuck around and then start the... Well, whatever, they're here now. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Well, good. Thank you for asking.
Thank you, Adam. How are you, Adam?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Ben, how are you?
I'm great.
Tommy, don't be shy. How are you?
Very good, Kate. How was your birthday?
Peter,
yesterday?
How are you?
Fuck, Dennis got the reins already.
Are you trying to kick us off our own show as hosts? Do you think you'd do a better job of hosting this than us?
Welcome to 60 Minutes, everyone.
It'd be 69 minutes if we were doing it. That'd be...
Bam, 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 bam.
Exclusive.
Hey, Pete, since the last time you were on, what game from 1998 have you played most recently?
You are not going to believe this, but literally today I downloaded Theme Hospital from GOG. Cost $8, but it's sick.
That's where you're wrong. I do believe you.
Pete has a joke. If you've never seen him do stand-up before, he has a joke about Theme Hospital. And it's one of the most dull jokes ever.
Listen back to one of your own sets, mate.
Yeah. You saying that joke, Pete, that's your favourite game? Would that be?
It was my favourite game when I was 14. And now it is also still my favourite game.
Nice.
Oh, 20 years later. Jesus.
So Theme Hospital is like a... You shouldn't have said that. Everyone here thought you were 22. You shouldn't have given that away.
The awful thing is everyone's like, when you said it. Oh, we thought he was 22. He's not fucking 22.
Maybe 22 if he lived in a radioactive barrel. You lose your hair in a radioactive barrel.
A barrel? Yeah. Why's it got to be in a... Like he's Diddy Kong waiting to get out.
Getting much sunlight as well. I don't know. You don't get barrel in sunlight in a barrel.
Pete's famously from Snowtown.
Yeah, yeah.
So what are you doing in Theme Hospital? Is it like a Sim City kind of
it's
thing?
It's sort of like a Sim City or like a theme park or a roller coaster tycoon where you set up a hospital. And then like you can put in the receptionist. And then like you got a blueprint and then you put in like the doctor's office and you put in his desk and his filing cabinet. And a chair, and then you hire a doctor and set their wage. And
yeah. At what part of the game do you begin to weep?
During the opening sequence.
I used to really like Theme Park Manager Tycoon.
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Theme Park World was the one that I played.
Oh, yes.
Wasn't it just called Theme Park?
There was two. There's Theme Park and then Theme Park World.
Theme Park World was bigger, like Super Mario World. Theme Park World is when they introduced the Yoshi ride. It was really fun. But that was I really liked making, because you could control like the levels of salt in the chips that you would be serving people. And I really liked making them way too salty, and then you could make it so there was no drinks available in the pub. And so you get little feedback from everybody. They'd like be filling out forms all day, giving you feedback on the theme park, and every person would be like, I'm real thirsty. The rides are fine, but I'm parched.
You playing this game sounds like that episode of South Park where Cartman buys the theme park and it's just in there by himself.
Yeah, I never let any customers in. I was a lonely billionaire even in my fantasy theme park.
So in theme hospital, I think it would be cool. Can you just choose to not build certain areas of the hospital? So in your town that it's in, people are just getting
no kids.
And there's nowhere to go. Yeah.
Let them burn.
My favorite thing in the game is that often they'll come up with a patient they won't know what they've got, and they say, "Do you want to take a risk on the cure, or do you want to wait?" Oh, shit. It's 52% chance you're right. Yeah, all right, go for it. And they can die. It's great.
Do you think you might have a gambling problem?
No.
Kate, have you been playing anything lately?
I've been playing a game called Balls.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Pete, is that fun? What's Balls?
For context, we're a couple. He's not just
Oh, yeah, that wasn't just yeah, anyone.
Yeah, being you fuck. It's a
you
mobile
fuck the
game.
Hospital guy.
It's his strategic planning that really won me over. It's just this. It is the simplest mobile game in the world. You have a ball, and then you hit blocks, and they change, and then you have many balls. Ooh, with a Z. Yeah. Okay.
That's more fun.
It's addictive. It's addictive, though.
I've got it. I love balls.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I've roasted myself.
That's one of the... They definitely named it that as a marketing thing of all the kids are going to be talking about balls. Yeah. And of course, they won't be able to help themselves.
What kind of marketing person wants kids to be talking about balls?
That's
can't wait. They're all going to be doing it. In the playground.
Make the game free. It's not even about the profit. This is a cultural movement.
All right, guys, our next app, it's called Up the Bum No Baby. So it's going to be a real hit. Let's push it to market, get some sponsored posts going. How did you find out about this game? Because this does seem like the kind of game that you just find out about through those weird, those...
Instagram
it's a mobile game everyone's playing, and it's some shit, CGI knockoff character.
Like Gerard Butler or something is in the ad for no reason.
Yeah.
There's always Arnold Schwarzenegger or Kate Upton or whoever show up.
Pete got me onto balls.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. I think we talk about a lot of games on this show. We found the one official game of Filthy Casuals. Balls.
I was playing a lot of Shaft, and Pete told me, you can't just play Shaft, you have to branch out, and you have to play balls as well. Now that I'm over 30, I'm more interested in Finger Up the Butt as well. I couldn't even be bothered thinking of a name for that one.
Wow. So which one of you, and this is a genuine question, let's all try and have a degree of maturity here for 1 second. Which one of you in the relationship is better at balls?
I am better at balls.
I feel bad.
Queen.
I wasn't just saying that for value, comedic value. I would have asked that no matter what the game was.
Had balls longer, but games better.
This is try and make a sex pun out of setting the price of Nurofen. You can't do it. There's no theme hospital, there's no way to do it. I wasn't just saying as an example.
But that does. If you say anything in the right tone, you can make it sound sexual. If I was with a girl and I said, hey, let's go into my room and, set the price of Nurofen. She'd be confused, but she'd be able to break it down and go, I get what this guy's...
Because you said, let's go into my room first.
Yeah.
Of course you can make anything sexual if you say, hey, let's go and fuck and then take a trip to the saucepan factory.
So you're setting the price of Nurofen. You're not doing it out in a field. You've got to be in a room
in
to do
office,
it.
In an office, I'd imagine.
Yeah. My story checks out.
Yeah, all right.
Now fuck me.
So we're going to be playing Mario Kart in a little bit.
Oh, hello.
Because, Kate, we played some Mario Kart on the episode that you did. We played some before it, and you liked it, I think it was.
Yes, yeah. I enjoyed playing.
I think everyone likes it.
Mario Kart, yeah.
Yeah? Have you played much, Pete?
Mario Kart?
Yeah, of any of them?
I only played Nintendo 64, sorry.
There's no penicillin in it. You'd hate it.
You don't get to pick the. You don't get to put the track down yourself. We played in Adelaide.
Yeah, we did. We played some Mario Kart in Adelaide. Yeah.
It was great fun.
Who was better?
Luca, the third person, who was. I think he won the most.
Yeah.
He's not here though. Out of you two, who's better?
Adam.
I'm good at balls, but Pete is bare. He's got a hell of a mouth. I'm sick of this as well. I'm tired of this too.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a classic Knox move, like an ongoing joke. Bring out the worst entrant in the franchise, and then at the end of the sentence, go, "I'm sick of this. I'm out. Yeah. Stop doing this."
If I was like, I'm directing Wonder Woman, and at the end we go, "Ah, fuck it. No, this is dumb. It's not working. Cancel Aquaman. These are bad." All right, cool. Do you want to do a bit of news then? Because since we recorded the last episode, there's been some
news. Yeah,
stuff has happened.
News,
yeah. Well, so Pete, the episode you were on, we talked a lot about Far Cry. You're a big fan of the Far Cry franchise. And they announced a little bit of it this week. Last night they did like a worldwide like a launch trailer thing. Who watched it? People checked it out? Yeah, cool. We like a couple of cool boys. We were all up at 11 p.m. last night on Facebook chat, checking in to take the temperature of what we all thought.
Theme hospital.
This cunt does not get it. So what do people think? What do you guys in the room think of it? Are you into it? Yeah.
By say yay or nay.
Yay!
Oh, they all sound the same. Yay or nay.
Okay, if you're into it now, say yay.
Yay!
Okay, and if you're not into it, say nay.
Oh, no one brave amongst you.
It's got 100% on Metacritic right now. Nice.
And if you thought it was the trailer for Red Dead Redemption 2, say yay.
Yay! Definitely liars or idiots.
Pete, did you watch it on your, I presume, dial-up internet connection?
Did you download it to your Zune and have a listen?
My 386 wouldn't play it, but I did watch it on my iTelephone, and it looks sick. It looks great. I love it. Love the new location. As long as it's better than 4 was no good. Oh no, 4 was fine. 4 was
no
great.
Good. Wow,
I liked it.
Wow,
I loved it.
This guy's all over the place.
I can't remember my own opinion of that.
those thumbs are going everywhere.
I think it looks great.
Yeah. Kate, did you watch it?
No.
Okay. Have you played...
Nay.
Have you played any of the Far Cry games before?
No.
Have you watched Pete play any of the Far Cry games?
Yes.
Yes.
You remember we killed a target again?
Oh, yeah, and then a hawk. Is that the one with the hawk?
Yeah,
that's
one of
them. Won't leave you the fuck alone.
Yeah, yep.
Wait,
always
you say hawk or whore?
Hawk.
Oh, my God. I've never played these games. Right. I don't know.
Hey, sweetie, you want to shoot some stuff? I'm walking away.
You're hitting the leave me alone button. It's not working.
You're trying to sneak around a corner. Hey, girl.
You know how whores talk.
I read a thing online. There's a bunch of like, you know, right wing people are very upset about this game. They think it's going to be like a white genocide simulator. They're not into the kind of like Christian element of it, and the fact that it's kind of, I don't know, it's veering towards, it's like you're taking on these like super like right wing people.
I saw someone point out that the little logo that the churches have logos.
Yes, they do. Most of them do.
The symbol that the
cross?
Fake church has. But no, it's not a cross. It looks a bit like the Scientology thing, apparently. So like they're not shying away from kind of making parallels to real world. And like it obviously has the, because of the setting. If you didn't see the thing, it's like set in like in Montana in America, where Hannah's from. And it's...
I really hoped you wouldn't say that.
And it's
you said
like,
Montana, I was like, what an idiot would say now.
You recorded this beforehand. You played that. You...
Yeah, it's my own fault. This is funny though. This is.
I can say anything I want, and technically, it's your fault.
Yeah, hang on. Let me hit. I've got.
I'm not going to do it. No.
Let me hit button.
No, the only words I can think of are too bad.
Let me hit button number 376. Here we go.
I love balls. And it's weird that you took 376 phrases to get to that. It's like a deep south sort of like churchy town.
Yeah.
And it's been taken over by a cult. And the cult is not specifically Christian and is kind of the opposite of what anyone who identifies as Christian would think of themselves as. But yeah, immediately on Twitter, people were like,
yeah,
you mean Christians? This is, and they are dunking someone's head in the water, like.
Well, yeah, in that that image they released, there's a church. It looks like a Christian church in the background. Like,
but it's been taken over by, it's been co-opted by by some extremists.
Okay.
Almost as though it were.
Kate looks concerned. We're talking about the plot of a video game.
No,
this isn't a real news event.
But what the fuck is this trailer? Like, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And then it also has like really colourful monster trucks and stuff in it as well.
Yeah, it looks really good. But you're right, like, even, I don't know, do you think, because they also did three character reveal trailers, and one of them is a pastor, and, you know,
what
he's...
What kind, carbonara?
Again, in my head, I was like, if you were a...
I'm feeling a little fusilli today, spaghetti about it, the tubey ones, the ones that are little tubes, the pillows...
Great. Shove a macaroni up your ass.
That's the smallest one, so I'm happy to...
The number of times on this show I say something and in my head I go, please don't jump on that. And you, 100% of the time, I see this little twinkle in your eye. Fuck, what's a word that I can use that's not the word that set him off? Religious dude, head of church guy.
Priest.
A preacher, some sort of reverend.
But he's there and he's kind of, in his character trailer, he's giving off the vibe that these kind of people came in and they kind of co-opted the religion for their own sort of purposes. So it's
almost looks like they fully just kicked the doors in on the town and turned it over, like just rolled up.
Yep.
Yeah. So, the setting was good. Dave Callan, who said he'd be here today but is not here, typical Scott, he was saying he was hoping there's a bit of fanboat action in there, which, Ben, you made the point.
It's wrong part of the country. Which is very, very rich of me to point out. Yeah, it's not in Louisiana, it's in Montana.
When all of America is the Wild West. They've got the Wild West and they've got New York.
Yeah, anywhere that's not New York or Los Angeles is just automatically deliverance country.
They showed a bunch of rivers, though, and you can probably drive a fanboat on a river.
Okay, you've got me there.
Yeah.
But they won't, because they'll use normal boats, I reckon.
Maybe.
It's my huge call for this game. They're going to use normal boats, everyone.
Kate, any thoughts on the fan boats?
Yeah, I was just wondering whether I had a really... I was wondering if they built the boats in the water. I realised that that's irrational.
Well, they slot the fan in.
That there must be some kind of, back in the day, that just sort of tip it in.
Yeah. It depends on the size of the boat.
Bigger. Yeah, because it's not like a boat where there's just this bottom part. The fan bits are longer than the bottom.
Yeah, they dip in.
Deeper.
That's what led to the invention of the hovercraft, is they were sick of building boats on land and having to lift them all the way over to the sea. So like, what if we could do both? What happened to hovercrafts? You don't see them around.
No, there's swamps. I don't know if it's Louisiana. Wherever there's swamps in America.
Montana.
Is it?
Yeah. New York.
That'd be sick if there was a hovercraft.
You know what you don't see much of it? Well, you know, I always love when you go to a city and they've got one of their big tourist attractions. I don't know if this still happens, but like the boats that can drive on, the boats with wheels.
Yeah.
Where that's part of it. It's like, we drive you around the city and then we just go into the water and we go, fuck you, H2O.
We just start
driving through it.
If you had one of those boat cars, you wouldn't tell anyone, right? And you'd just drive them around. They go, oh no, we're going into the river. This is the end.
Technically, I'm in international waters.
If you've got any deep secrets, you better tell them now.
You're just playing two up out there. Yeah. You've got a fucking cockfight going on.
I think I've seen like one of those hidden camera shows where it's like a bus that can do it.
And oh, really?
It's so, like, it's not fun to watch people be like,
oh, you mean
fuck, he's going to kill us.
So they don't know the people on the... That's actually great. That's actually great. Bring back the prank shows, I reckon, but just make them worse.
Was that a Japanese one?
Because
it's always the Japanese ones that go a bit extreme.
Oh, here we go.
Fucking hell.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just...
Oh, boy, Adam, no.
It's funny to be racist.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Pete, tell us more about your balls, please. Get us out of this hot water.
They tend to... Because prank shows went for longer there, they did have to ramp it up a lot more than we did. Like, we stopped at, like, it's not really a bakery. And that was, like, the prank. Like, yes. You ordered a bite off an actor, you idiot.
No, we didn't. You know what we stopped at? We stopped at, hey, check out this sexy woman. Try and fuck her. Surprise, she's got a dick. Remember there's about Miriam?
Yeah, something about
so
Miriam.
So don't let us off that lightly. That's where we stopped.
Yeah, that's true. That was a whole series, too. Yeah. That wasn't even... Like a 5-minute prank, but it's a lot of like the floor going out from under you, or like someone literally just running in the room with a knife. And like, it's not really a prank. Like, it'd be weird if someone didn't react to that in exactly the way that everyone reacts to that.
Yeah.
By, you know.
I saw a Russian prank show where there's a guy putting a letter into a mailbox, and there's a guy in the mailbox. And so he does it, and the guy scares him, and then he pulls out a gun and shoots in the mailbox.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
He dead.
What if it was just like two rival prank shows?
They got me.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Both trying to up.
Can I just say, I really thought you were telling a joke just then. Because it had all the hallmarks. Yeah. So I'm watching this Russian prank show, and then there's a guy hiding in the letterbox, and I'm like, oh, he's going to jump out and say something about his wife or something. Like, but no.
He just got shot.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of the videos, not a lot, but like a couple of videos where someone jumps out of something and they get punched in the face immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we all love those videos.
Bring back Mike Whitney. Get Mike Whitney back in.
I wish I had the bravery of a person whose reaction to a scare is an immediate punch. Mine would just be like just a straight up like, no, please. I got scared of my beer falling. It's genuinely the only reaction that I had to that.
Because you're right, those like scary ones where it's like you're in it, yeah, it's like watching people have worms crawl over them and they go fucking berserk. Yeah. And it's like, you fucking idiot. Yeah. It's like, no, they just followed, that's like dictionary definition, how you should
react. We filled this silo up with scorpions and dropped you in it and you thought it was bad.
Yeah. We told him his mum was dead and he started crying. What a fuckwit. Yeah.
Got him.
Oh, Far Cry 5 is great.
So, so then they also brought out three character kind of reveal trailers.
Yep, so we got the pasta.
We got the, yep.
Already done that.
And then there's like a kind of a hillbilly looking dude who like runs a little.
He's got like a plane.
Yeah, a little garage.
It's like Funky Kong. He's got like
He's hillbilly Funky Kong.
Yeah.
And then there's a girl who works in the bar that's the family business.
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess. And they all. It's funny because like this is the one thing I think made me feel a little like about maybe like the writing aspect of it. All those trailers are sort of exactly the same, where they're all like, they're all kind of talking about their personal history, and then like in the last 10 seconds they all go, but you know, now enough's enough, and then they pull a gun out from underneath and the music kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of like, it's very on the nose.
It's kind of exactly the same as the other Far Cry games have been, where like each one of them has had like these kind of on paper interesting characters, where it's like, it's this guy who used to work for the FBI, but now he's like a mercenary and he's going around and he's helping you take over this government. But like the way that they write those characters is always, he's just like, I'm from America, and it's like just the most flat version of that character.
Right, right.
Right.
I don't know. I've been hiding in my letterbox for too long. Oh yeah, that's a mini game. You play as a Russian shooting up letterboxes.
I like that they have they even bother making like a character reveal trailer for a scene that you will skip when you get in the game. It's like, oh, that's an interesting character. Skip. Tell me the mission. I don't care.
Yeah. So I, having never played any of these, I don't really know. Like, you don't think any of these are playable characters
in
the game?
No, I think they're going to be the quest givers.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, yeah, like you'll go to one of them. They'll have a different perspective on the conflict, basically. And they'll all end up being the same. It'll be like, well, which mission do I want to do more?
One of them will be like, hey, let's bomb the whole town. One of them will be like, I'm starting my own religion. One of them will be like, middle. And, and that'll be. But it looks fun, and it's coming out in February next year, which is later than everyone thought it was going to be.
Yeah,
yeah. We thought it was going to be a bit of a Far Cry Primal turnaround, but it's a little bit longer. But I'm still keen.
And do you think that's thought they were in the clear because Red Dead was meant to be this year, and then they've now been fucked over by that being pushed back?
I don't know.
All right, follow-up question. Where do you get your ideas? Also, ARMS had the first demo, their global test punch thing. Fuck, saying that feels like when you go to Boost and order a smoothie and you say, hello, the monkey rape, well, please. Dude,
oh, Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't been to Boost in a while.
Are you sure you went to Boost?
Yeah, when I go to McDealer's house, his name's Boost. He's got weird types of drugs. It's like the burgers. Well, like a few different burger places do this, and the burgers here are good, but they've all got,
I would
like,
say they're great.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, but the burgers are better at Hungry Jack's.
Yes! Again! This is the new game. What would a fuckwit say?
Probably that, mate. Oh. Also, that's a double, because that's also what a fuckwit. But anyway, they've got all names like, the cheeseburger is called I Can Has Cheeseburger, and saying it then made me feel bad. And, like, you just have to work your way around the
anyway, weekends. Thanks for coming to the last show that we'll ever be allowed to do in this bar.
But they're good burgers, but the secret is you just say the keyword. You say cheeseburger, or you go, the bacon one? You have to look like a bit of an idiot.
I do that at a lot of places. If I don't like what it's called and I don't want to say it out loud, I just pretend that I haven't read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one. It's a little tip for you, Tommy.
Dealer's choice.
That monkey rape.
did anyone here have a go of the ARMS demo?
Yeah, just a few. Yeah.
Generally, how did people find it? Let's do the same thing again. Oh. Who was on board? Yay?
I'm seeing a lot of...
Who's not on board?
I'm seeing a lot of shaking hands.
Yeah, right. Yeah, wow. A lot of people not into it. Well, okay. We very briefly talked about it early, Ben.
Off air, yes.
Off air, yeah. You were saying you are less on board now than you were when we played it at the hands-on event.
Totally. Yeah. My issue was the controls. It, like, the motion controls... Yeah, got some nods. The motion controls for movement was shit. It made the punching worse.
Yeah.
I really, the more I played, the less I was into it.
Right. Yeah.
That mode where the dude pops out of a letterbox, though, and you have to see that's pretty fun.
I found that the more I played it, I got better at kind of curving the punches and stuff, and I liked that side of it. And then I played it for a bit, and then I played it with just a normal controller because I just wanted to kind of have a bit of a go of everything to see how it all felt. And I don't know if anyone else did this, but I actually think I maybe liked it a bit better just with the normal controller. Did anyone else? I definitely found you get a bit more like moving, just actually moving your character around.
I wish I had tried it with the pro controller because the movement was the thing. It was like a Street Fighter game where you can't really control jumping and moving forwards and backwards, just punching and kicking. It was kind of shitty, yeah.
But I did find like the mechanics, like once I kind of started to work out what character I liked and what combinations of arms I kind of liked, and even though like pretty limited in the demo, like I was already starting to go, oh, if I could do this on this arm and this on this arm, I reckon that'd be really cool. Mm. But yeah, and also the other annoying thing about the demo was that it would kind of randomly put you into like a mix of matches. So I just kind of wanted to play people one-on-one and kind of get the grips of that. And then all of a sudden, I'm playing fucking volleyball every second, Matt. Yeah. Why the fuck's volleyball in there? It's the first time anyone in the world's played it. You liked volleyball? Get out.
She said no several times. She was shaking her head.
Oh, you were surprised that volleyball was in the mix.
Imagine if like a UFC fight.
Yeah, right.
If they took like every boxer, like here's Pacquiao and whoever, and in the middle of it, they're gonna play a different sport.
Yeah. There was a volleyball mini game in I think Tekken 3 or something.
Yeah, there was too.
Which was kind of fun, but this was not fun.
I mean, it may be like, I'm sure maybe when you have the full game, like as a bit of an extra different thing to do.
Yeah.
Fine, like maybe cool, but like don't put that in the thing where like everyone who's playing this for the first time, like this is like your big showing off thing. Like it just and because it was just random, like you couldn't choose, so you just like your next match, and even like the being like the four player ones where you're tethered to the other person may be fun when you're all really good at it, but I just kind of didn't want to. I just kind of wanted to get the grips of.
If they had like a rocket, and it's probably for the demo, but if they had like a Rocket League-y setup where you can tick on and off the types that you want to.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can choose. Yeah, this was just a weird demo structure.
Okay.
Have
you guys looked at ARMS at all? Not just people's arms. That's what a fuckwit would say.
You guys, it's
like a whiteboard with a tick for every time he does it.
It's the sequel to Balls. They're slowly working their way out of the body, so heads is where the franchise is going to end. But
nostrils is going to be the
butts.
I tried really hard to get you, Dennett, around to play the demo because I was really interested to see what your take was. But yeah, it's very I don't know. Have you seen much about it?
Like YouTube it, yeah.
Yeah.
That came out so obnoxious. Yeah, I've YouTubed. I've been on the internet before.
Pete, you'll get to that someday.
I'm teaching him about it.
He's just gotten up to telex machines. But that was too obscure for... Anyway, but...
I don't know what that is.
They're old things. They're mentioned in K-San. Anyway.
Yeah. They are too, yeah.
Well, that text is taught at school.
There's a Radiohead song called Planet Telex. They were like fax machines.
Stop.
Let me tell you about the... I can't think of another old technology. Peter, help.
I literally don't know what ARMS is.
What a sentence. What a sentence out of context. So you guys that played it today, has that made you... So it's made you less keen for it?
Yeah.
Really? Right. Yeah. Right.
That's going to suck if this is supposed to be one of those Nintendo games that are carefully released at a certain schedule to tide everyone over, and it fucking sucks.
But they've got Splatoon coming out in like 3 weeks afterwards or something.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's really measured to like... to
pick up the pieces potentially. Yeah.
Give us a fucking Mario already.
Yeah.
Yeah. You heard it, Shigeru.
All right, bring him out, boys. Here he is.
Wow.
That is the most flaming hot take I've ever heard. Give me the good things sooner. I've never heard such madness. I don't know. I still just think they should just like put the demo up and just have it be not online and just let people, because it's gonna take time. And I did find did any of you guys use just the normal controls and find it any better? Did you find it different in any way?
Old Wii game is the worst possible thing that could have, like, that's exactly what it felt like to me, because we played it last year at that Nintendo thing, and
was it this year? Yeah, it was January of this year.
Several months ago. Yeah.
That's cool. I'm getting more out of life if it feels like it's been at least a year. Mm. Every day for me is longer than the last.
Doesn't time fly when you're having fun?
Yes, it does.
It'll get better, buddy.
Genuinely, I feel like that was... Anyway, it doesn't matter. But
I think you have about 3 naps a day, so it probably feels like you're further on in the year.
I'm a human Baloo, and I felt like it was really loose and really like just kind of boring as well. I've never found like...
But enough about... Put one on the whiteboard for me. Why can't I have some fun?
It feels like something that A is like too loose to... I'm gonna pick a different one. To
carbonara.
it doesn't feel precise enough for you to feel like you're getting anything out of what you need, because like if you're one on one with someone, right? If you're you're just like going at it with one person, you need to...
Webby, cue up boom 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 boom, I want you in my room.
You need to have a bunch of, like, that's why fighting games are any good, is because they're very complicated and there's lots of different options that you have. And it never felt like that with ARMS, where it felt like left or right punch. Maybe I'll curve it up a little bit, but probably not, because it doesn't really work.
I felt more like that today when we had that demo. I thought I was like, oh yeah, I'm really good at this, it's so precise. And
but we
today,
had that dude egging us on, like you said last week.
But today it felt like that. It felt like you remembered it. I was like, oh, I get it now. It's shit.
Yeah. So I was right.
I'm fine with you not liking the game. I hate you for doing this.
Sorry.
I hate you for validating him. All right. Well, yeah, I guess we'll see that. I really am fascinated, like, just kind of like, not even how personally we each find it, but just like, you know, global kind of average score, how people kind of en masse react to it. Mm. Because I do think there's something really great in there. Like, I this point, you know what? I didn't have any issues. Like, I found it, I definitely found that my biggest worry was that it would be, like, if you're playing it portable or with the controller, it would just be kind of dull and have nothing to it. And I found, like, that still worked well enough, which to me spoke to the mechanics of like the game being good. Like, I think there's good stuff in there, but I just think these time matches and these online things, like, it's going to take a bit of time to get. And, you know, if you don't care enough within 10 minutes, like, you're not going to want to push through, but I just reckon demo-wise they should give people the chance to...
Yeah. I mean, I'll say if I wasn't, like, if I don't have this show to definitely buy it for...
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't buy that game based on that demo.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't waste my money on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll waste yours. I will say, like, from someone who hasn't played as much of it, it looks really nice.
Yeah.
I like the design of the characters and it, and I really like that Nintendo's trying new stuff.
Yeah.
That it's not all just a bunch of, you know, here's this same thing, but it's Luigi this time.
Yeah.
You guys love Luigi, right?
Yeah.
Nah.
Dennett, you got anything for fighting games?
No.
Nervous. You look like you're on trial. Now tell us, did you know that he was taking the money?
So you don't like the look of it or anything?
There's nothing about it that pulls me in. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I would play it at a party kind of a thing, like Wii Sports deal.
Yeah.
If it were the year 2000. But, no, not even.
I mean, that's the tricky thing about it. Like, motion control suggests that it's going for kind of casual, anyone can get in. But then the complexities of how the arms kind of works and the mechanics of it, it just doesn't let... Like, you're never going to be able to give it to someone for the first time and play against them and it be a fair and fun matchup.
And you wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
For it to be have any you know, length to it.
Cool.
I will say that maybe... Because I don't usually play fighting games because I end up just... smacking all the buttons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And smacking all the buttons.
And she's doing a great act out right now for everyone. Yeah.
So, but maybe this is where people like me come in because you're like, oh, it actually requires a bit of skill apart from just pressing X and triangle three times.
X and triangle.
Triangle, I win! Can I also just say I feel very superior right now because I'm the only person here who hasn't matched their microphone to their outfit.
Please.
That means my status is higher than yours.
And let this be a lesson to those of you that are at home. You've got to come to the live show. You've got to see the visual stuff to really get what we're talking about.
I want to just point out to you, Kate, my microphone doesn't have a mustard stain on it.
Yes, it does. There's a little gold bit right there.
Yeah.
Oh, like on the... Yeah, I guess that could count. Wow. Well, we can do a fashion report. Purple, blue, red, pink, black.
What a report.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been playing a lot of Shovel Knight lately.
Okay.
And I that game's great. I've come to it pretty late, but I'm really enjoying it. And I think it's maybe the only game in which I've actually really enjoyed playing against the bosses. Like, generally... Who's into boss fights in general? Really?
Okay.
Okay. The same guys who don't like arms. So I'm starting to.
Yeah, that guy just said I specifically like punching my boss. Is what he. Yeah. He's a stone cold Steve Austin type.
Yeah, I've generally not really been. How do you guys feel about, like?
Oh yeah, we've talked about this off air preparing for this show. This is a segment called Horrible Bosses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't decide that would be the case.
I feel like I was really into it.
Alright, well, as the Jason Bateman of the three of us, the worst one.
Would
Jason Bateman be the worst one?
I don't know. That's a weird
boss ones.
Man, that film is an all-star cast. There is no worst one.
I reckon Spacey did the worst job. Anyway, this isn't the time. But
Tommy, what about this? I got to interview the cast of that on the red carpet for the premiere here.
Ooh la la.
And we were in a line, like they had to kind of walk down past everyone, and it was with our friend Carl Chandler for my other podcast. And we were standing there, and they're kind of the three cast members are going down. Like Jason Bateman's going down the line, and we just sort of watch everyone in front of us get to them, and then they go, "So your film's called Horrible Bosses. When have you ever had a horrible boss?" And he's just hating it. And so...
So your film's called Schindler's List. When have you ever had to smuggle any...
So Bateman gets to us, and this is around the time when...
Quit stepping on my mic cord, by the way. You keep stepping on it.
I didn't realise I was going to cause such great offence.
Yeah, no, sorry. Speaking of stepping on it, continue your story.
Two rules. You don't fuck another man's wife and you don't step on his mic cord. So anyway, he gets down. And this is around the time that, like, Arrested Development Season 4 was, like, heavily rumoured, but nothing had been announced. So he gets to us and Carl goes, "Oh, so, look, I'm sorry to bring it up again. I'm sure you've been asked about it, again and again and again, but it'd be remiss of me not to bring up, when are we getting another sequel to Teen Wolf?" And he just goes, Yeah, I see what you've done. Funny. Anything else? And we go, oh, any ever had a horrible boss? We're trying to be funny. We're trying to do something different. Wow. But, yeah, how do you guys feel about boss characters in games? Do you enjoy getting up to them?
What a left turn.
I don't know. Pete, you start. Let's go down the line.
Yeah.
Well, what's the boss in Theme Hospital like? Yeah.
Is there a boss in
Theme? There's no. You just build a hospital.
Yeah. Club boss. The Trump administration, right? That's the ultimate boss. Boss baby, am I right? Like the other film.
Yeah. You ever had any bad boss babies?
I can't believe you lambasted me about my little story just then, and then you just say boss baby in a sentence for no apparent reason. Like, you're better than me at spinning gold out of this.
You even had a good question and you turned away from that question to refer to a boss baby. You're like, hey, Pete, what do you think about bosses? Boss baby!
Bruce Springsteen! The boss!
Hugo Boss! They did the outfits for the Nazis. There.
Boss Hog!
Yeah.
The Billow Boss! Did you say that already?
Bossa Nova! Boston!
Like the highlighter company?
What was your one?
It's the Billow Boss.
What's that?
It's the highlighter company. Is that?
Yeah, tell them all about mine.
I don't know. Let me just check this list of companies. Oh, yes, it's highlighted right there.
That was a joke that was specifically for me, and I really enjoyed it.
These guys play video games. They'll all be up on their highlighter knowledge for sure. You've picked your audience.
No, there's no boss in Theme Hospital.
This guy gets it.
You're the boss. That's why it's great.
Oh, yeah.
You kind of are. You're, yeah.
I choose who lives or dies.
Jesus. Is that what a boss does?
Do you ever get petty like that with Theme Hospital? Like with The Sims, where you'd like lock someone in a room. If someone's just
what?
Like...
What?
What do you do with The Sims?
Everyone does it in The Sims. Don't act like I'm a monster.
Pete, I think what Adam's trying to ask is, are you a psychopath?
No, I've yet to kill any... Oh, well, I'm inadvertently... 52% chance. They could have made it. I'm just saying, they could have made it.
Oh, is it kill or cure? They either die.
They can die.
Yeah, so you...
It's just like real life.
Can you decide to run like a real crooked hospital where it's like, yeah, come on in here, try and get cured. Try your luck. Is the worst you can do just like be not spending money on the right stuff?
No, you can go broke, everyone can die, and no one will show up to your hospital.
Hell yeah.
Can you organ harvest?
Yeah, you can organ harvest in Theme Hospital.
There must be mods for that game out there that just turned into a fucking...
Could you set up, like, if I owned a hospital, I would set up traps nearby so that people would, like, fall down sewer grates or whatever, like, when they were near the hospital, so they'd have to come to this hospital to get fixed up.
You've failed the psychopath test.
I'd set up traps like removing the ladder from the pool.
Yeah, putting the make buying a cheap oven, but like 60 of them. Tell them to cook on all of them.
So wait, what are your traps? Just a big hole that they?
I don't know. Just like
help, doctor. Doctor, the one across the street. I'm trapped in this hole.
Well, just like bear traps and bears and whatever, and like anything that's going to be dangerous to you.
So it seems like. You just stay away from the area around the hospital. Everyone knows that.
But you can't because I also own the school next door. And it's a good school. I run that well and you have to bring your kids there. And I never mess around. Like, the kids are safe.
Well, we all assume the kids were safe. Why would you point that out, sir?
Yeah, the phrase, I never mess around.
I never mess around with children's safety.
But other parts of them.
Yeah.
But one day children are adults and that age is 14 and a half.
I gotta say, I like this audience. They're into some nasty shit.
This podcast is now proof for the court trial.
That's true of every podcast.
I will never have the means to run a hospital. But do you have any like bosses that you've ever? I don't know. Any games with bosses? It's a broad question.
What a broad question.
You've ever liked?
Yes.
Because I feel like what I like about the bosses in Shovel Knight, they're all kind of like really inventively designed, they're fun to play against, and it's sort of like, I don't feel like the boss battle has really evolved that much beyond like, they're always going to follow a pattern, and you just kind of have to lock onto that pattern, and that's how you kind of beat them. And so in Shovel Knight it works because it's this like 8-bit kind of you know, love letter to those old games. But then when you're up against a boss in, like, say, Breath of the Wild, where everything else has been kind of so striving for, like, you know, a degree of realism and everything, it's like, why is this big demon just kind of, like, jumping to the side three times and then shooting a fireball? And it, like, it's, you know what I mean? The more realistic games get, the weirder that it is that bosses still just follow a pattern.
If, like, you get it, like, getting into the mindset of that boss who's like, but it's like a double fake out, where the last thing he would expect is for me to jump to the left again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've already done it 9 times.
Yeah.
I would be crazy to do it a 10th.
Yeah.
And that's why it's going to work.
Yeah, every time, like, once every 2 minutes when you shoot the fireball at me, I can't dodge that, and that kills me. So just do that, like, 20 times in a row right on top of me.
I like the thing, and, like, a lot of the Zelda things do it where, like, a boss is good as, like, a test of, like, okay, we just taught you this thing.
Yeah.
Now prove that you know it.
Yeah.
And the sort of more arbitrary ones, like you say, where it's just, like, here's a bigger one of these guys from before, do the same thing again. It's quite boring, and it does seem, like, forced in a lot of the time.
Yeah.
In a lot of different things. Dark Souls has good bosses, all those ones.
Yeah, right.
Some of them are shit, and some of them are good.
The only one I can really remember disliking is Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a game where it was emphasized, like, you can sneak, or you can be a tech guy, or you can be, like, a full-on shooter guy.
Most tech guys that I know are sneaky as well.
But so that game emphasized that choice.
Yeah, yeah.
And the bosses were just, like, big guys with guns that you just had to shoot a bunch. Like, and that game, like, they fucked up the bosses, basically.
They redid them for, like, a re-release of it that they did. It was, like, I think it was called a director's cut.
Oh, right.
And they changed it up so that the rooms were bigger and you had other options and you could sneak around or do any of these other things that you were able to do in all the other bits. So they kind of fixed it up because, yeah, it was, like, really, really dumb to have, like, this whole series of options and then at some point going, nah, fuck you.
Yeah, well, it was the kind of game that was like, oh, you can do a no-kill run. Like, you can not kill anyone in the whole game and then except the bosses.
Boss fun. Baby. It is fun. Right. I'll give him that. It is fun to do.
All right.
It's fun to just blurt out. Yeah, it's good.
Hugo Boss.
Hugo Boss. Mighty, mighty boss tones.
Oh, another good one. I can't believe we didn't think of that earlier.
Yeah, I already had it in the bank.
That was the impression that I got. All right. From hardcore. I reckon we should wrap up this episode of Filthy Casuals. Guys, big round of applause. Pete Jones and Kate Dennett. So much for listening. If you're listening at home, hit us up on the socials. You've got all that stuff already. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
boss, I was just hoping if I said it, another one would come too.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.